Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem, the Chofetz Chaim continues in Shmiras HaLosh and Shara Tevuna, Perek Zayin, in Shem, the 167, about the importance of not speaking negatively, speak positively about Klal Yisrael. Not just people individually, but he's focusing on Klal Yisrael as a whole, and he brings a very powerful Tana Develio. Let's spend a few lines understanding the importance of making sure we view Klal Yisrael in a positive sense. Says the Chofetz Chaim, come, my brother, to see this very powerful, awe-inspiring expression, which is found in the Tana Develio in Perek Zayin. Bnei Yisrael are compared to a kerem. Says the Chofetz Chaim from the Tana Develio that Klal Yisrael are compared to a kerem, a vineyard. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Hei, Pasuk Zayin, Ki kerem Hashem tzivokos beis Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael are compared to a vineyard of Hashem. Not just any vineyard, but let's understand, whose vineyard is this? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's vineyard. Mikan hoyo Rabbi Elazar HaGadol Oymer. From here, the great Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, he would say as follows. What does it mean that we, Klal Yisrael, are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vineyard? And he says, Afilu be'ayin lo tabit behem l'ra. What that means is, don't look at Klal Yisrael with an evil eye. Afilu ba'ayin loitabit behem lira. Don't look at Klal Yisrael in a negative light. What is he referring to? Let's discuss what he's referring to. We all make mistakes. Sometimes we're not thoughtful and we're careless. When I say we, I'm talking about Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol is teaching us, be careful. Don't view Klal Yisrael as a whole, in a negative eye. Afilu ba'ayin lo tabit b'hen l'ro. What's afilu? Whenever you see the word afilu, it means even. So even what? In other words, not just should we not say things negatively about Klal Yisrael as a whole, we shouldn't view with our eyes in a negative light. And if a person did gaze upon this vineyard, who are referred to as Klal Yisrael, in a negative light, v'himitzatztoboy, says Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, al tered l'soichoy. Don't go inside of it. If you look at this vineyard, meaning Klal Yisrael, in a negative light, don't go inside of it. And if you did go inside of this vineyard, do not derive any benefit from it. Such as by sitting in the shade of the vineyard. On a very hot day, we all appreciate when a cloud comes, or when you pass by a tree, or a tall building, and all of a sudden that hot sun is being blocked by the tree or by the building. Don't go into that same vineyard that you're looking upon it in a negative eye. V'mitzatz the boy, and if you gaze upon it negatively, al tered l'soichay, don't go inside of it. V'miyarad to l'soichay, and if you go inside of it, al tehena mimena, do not derive benefit from it. V'mnenesa, and if you did derive benefit from it already, al toichal mipeirusel, do not eat from its fruit. V'meitzatzta, v'yaradita, v'nenesa, v'achalta, and if you did all those steps, one step at a time, you gazed upon it negatively. We're talking now on this vineyard, which are referred to Klal Yisrael, and you entered it, which you should not have done. And then you benefit from it, like we said, by its shade. And then you ate from this vineyard. The end will be Saifa Shalaish Lihi Kares Min Ha'ilam. The end will be that this person will be cut off from the world. Very strong words from the Tande Velayo, explains Rabbi Elazar Godel. And the multi-layered warning over here is specifically intended to make the point crystal clear to each and every one of us that it is hazardous to a person's health, his life, to attack Klal Yisrael in any way. Don't look at Klal Yisrael negatively. Don't go down amongst Klal Yisrael into the Kerem. Don't derive benefit. Don't eat from it. Every step of the way, say not only do we have to avoid and make sure we don't speak Lashon Hara Klal Yisrael like we learned about Leo and we learned about Moshe Rabbeinu and we learned about the messenger in previous Shurim, but here also we are told very carefully, make sure you do not look negatively about Klal Yisrael. So you say, well, one second. That's very nice words from the Chofetz Chaim. At the end of the day, you see not nice things. You see things that don't seem to be so good. So then we have to take a step back. We have to really ask ourselves, are we so perfect that we never make mistakes? And I'm telling you personally, this is what helps me as well. Am I so perfect? Is Uri Greenspan so perfect? No, I make mistakes also. So the same way I would appreciate someone judge me favorably, we should judge others favorably as well. And that can help us have a positive light, a positive attitude to Klal Yisrael as a whole, and of course to individuals as well. Hatzlacha Rabbah.